Fired Canton police officer has been ordered reinstated. The repository reports an arbitrator ruled in favor of Officer Nicholas Casto. Video released by police showed he allowed a canine officer to bite a suspect who was face down with his hands crossed behind his back. Casto was fired last June for violating department rules and policies. The city plans to appeal the decision. The arbitrator also ordered the city to pay Casto back wages. The report, after two hearings in February, said deploying the canine expedited the arrest and enabled officers to remove the suspect from what the city described as a hostile crowd that had gathered after a traffic stop. The report also cited two other occasions where an officer had not been fired when their dog had bitten a suspect. An Alliance man accused of trying to run over his wife is being held in the Starr County Jail. 49-year-old Zachary Kingen was arraigned Monday in Alliance Municipal Court. He was arrested following a Friday morning incident on West State Street. Kingen allegedly sped into the parking lot of a hotel and attempted to hit his spouse and another man. They got out of the way before the car struck the man's vehicle. Kingen also accused of repeatedly punching and kicking the man. He's charged with assault, attempted felonious assault, and domestic violence. Preliminary hearing scheduled for next Monday. A Waynesburg woman is dead after a two-vehicle crash in Tuscarawas County. The Highway Patrol says 50-year-old Bobby Joe Hart was westbound on Route 250 in Union Township when a car crossed the center line and collided head-on with an eastbound pickup around 3:15 Monday afternoon. She died at the scene. The truck went off the right side of the road, struck a guardrail, and overturned. The pickup's driver, a 67-year-old man, was taken to Mercy Hospital. His condition was not available. Patrol says drugs are believed to be a factor in the crash, which is under investigation. Man accused of lighting his hands on fire and attempting to throw the fuel on passing vehicles in Canton appears in court. 32-year-old Charles Rents of Canton was arraigned Monday. Bond set at $20,000. Rents was charged with inducing panic and disorderly conduct following the Saturday incident. Court records state a victim believed he and others were at risk of serious harm. Pre-trial hearing scheduled for Monday. Canton City Council has approved a 20-year extension of a tax increment financing agreement for the Ernesto Lofts. Monday's action involves a TIF originally passed in 2015 to help turn the former hotel into luxury apartments. The repository reports Councilman Frank Morris was the only lawmaker to vote no. The extension was previously approved by the Canton City Board of Education. Council also approved an agreement with the district to continue to use the former Duber Elementary School for Safety Forces training. There's no cost to the city. The building closed in 2021. Massillon police say a man arrested for multiple felonies faces additional charges after fleeing from officers. 25-year-old Anthony Engler of Clinton was at a hospital Friday when he allegedly ran from officers and climbed through a window onto a second-story roof. Police say he was found several blocks away. Engler reportedly had a screwdriver in his hand during his arrest. He's charged with escape, obstructing official business, and resisting arrest. Engler arraigned Monday in Massillon Municipal Court. Preliminary hearing scheduled for next week. Louisville Board of Education approved financial and personnel matters Monday. WDPN's David Scherer reports.
They welcomed Louisville High School seniors Maggie Baker and Chloe Miller as student representatives to the board, accepted retirements and resignations from six individuals, hired 12 new teaching staff, and gave supplemental contracts to 31 athletic-related positions, and named 56 people to athletic game workers positions, and approved a strategic plan encompassing four goals of encouraging educators, optimizing resources, expanding communications, and making students future ready.
A visiting judge is being sought for a wrongful death lawsuit against a driver. Columbiana County Sheriff Brian McLaughlin and two deputies, Comet Police Judges Scott Washam and Megan Bickerton, recused themselves and asked the Ohio Supreme Court to appoint a judge to handle the case. Suit filed last month by the estate of Jennifer Hunley of Hanoverton. Her car was struck by a stolen vehicle pursued by deputies on Route 30 in Center Township in August 2023. She died of her injuries a month later. Her son suffered serious injuries. The suit alleges a deputy violated the county's pursuit standards by traveling at speeds above those permitted. The Highway Patrol says two people were arrested after leading troopers on a high-speed chase in a stolen car in Boardman and Youngstown Tuesday morning. Troopers saw the vehicle northbound on I-680 near the Route 224 interchange around 1:30. Pursuit reached speeds of 130 miles per hour. The car crashed with a patrol cruiser at the Shirley Road exit. There were no injuries. The vehicle reportedly was stolen from Pittsburgh International Airport.